This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It was another violent day in Hong Kong.
Why?
That was the moment a Hong Kong police officer shot and critically wounded a protester. Another man was set on fire. The two incidents mark a dramatic escalation in more than 5 months of often violent pro-democracy unrest. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says more aggressive protests will not change government policy.
If there is still any wishful thinking that by escalating violence, the Hong Kong SAR government will yield to pressure to satisfy the so-called political demands, I'm making this statement clear and loud here. That will not happen.
Hong Kong has endured 24 straight weeks of increasingly violent rallies aimed at securing greater democratic freedoms from China. Authorities in Australia's New South Wales and Queensland states have declared a state of emergency as they prepare for catastrophic fire conditions. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Authorities in Australia have declared a state of emergency in New South Wales and Queensland as the country continues to grapple with catastrophic bushfires. On Monday, New South Wales' Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, urged residents in areas at risk to evacuate. Unprecedented hot and windy conditions are expected on Tuesday, which it's feared will fan the fires already burning. Among the places authorities say is under catastrophic fire danger on Tuesday is Sydney.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Romania's pro-European Union president, Klaus Iohannis, has taken the lead in the presidential elections, but will likely have to face a runoff vote later this month. A runoff between the top two candidates will be held November 24th. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.